BJ and Jamie.
Gotcha. I'll take care of it, though. I'll take a look at it and see if it's available for you. Jamie and her son wants to play golf before he leaves town on Sunday, right?
I humiliated my son yesterday.
Yeah. Why? I mean, how?
Okay, so we were on the par three at South Suburban, and so it's just a little course, right? It's not 18. And so it's kind of like they don't do the path all the way and stuff, you know, and it kind of plays up against each other.
Yeah, I've never been over there, so I don't
know. Have you ever played a par three? They play it really close to each other. You know, they use up a lot of space.
I've never played a par three course.
Well, anyway, so I got confused. And I didn't know what number hole we were on or whatever. And then I said to this guy, I go, I think we can't find number five or whatever. And he goes, oh, yeah. You need to go across the bridge. So we went across the bridge and then we found number five. We get on number five and then these dudes come up and they're like, hey, why'd you cut in front of us? And I was like, we got lost. We're just, and he goes, no, you're not, this isn't the par three. You're on the wrong even course. We're on the 18th. The guy thought that when we said five, we meant the other golf course.
Oh,
so he sent us all the way to the other golf course.
You're a golfer's nightmare.
I know.
You are.
No, I'm my son's nightmare.
Well,
my son was just like, oh my God. I go, well, you heard the guy. I asked him where five was. And he said, go that way across the bridge. And we ended up on completely the wrong golf course. And then that's when my son was like, yeah, I'm done. Yeah.
For people like you and your son, they need to print maps.
They do. Well, usually there's signs that tell you, but a par three is different.
Yeah.
They like literally intertwine. I mean, at one point there were these golf balls on the green from the other hole.
Yeah.
They had hit from the because it's that tight.
Were you in a cart?
Yeah. Yeah.
On a par three?
Yeah.
Huh.
Have you met me?
I just assumed that you'd walk it.
That's what my kid's like,
yeah.
Mom, everybody's walking. I go, yeah, my ankle hurts.
I didn't even know they had carts for par threes.
Yeah, they sure do. They sure do.
Yeah, girl.
Yep.
You go, girl.
Yep. Yeah, they do.
All right, I've got a story here. This is a co-worker of a worker that's been spiking the worker's drink with super glue.
What?
What the heck is this all about?
So messed up.
A co-worker upset with another co-worker. And this lady kept smelling something. She didn't know what it was, but she drank soda. Kind of like your Diet Coke, right?
Yeah.
This guy had been spiking her drink with super glue, Gorilla glue.
Oh, my God.
They caught him. She put up a camera because she suspected him.
Yeah.
And caught him. Caught him on camera. Now he's been arrested.
Isn't that stuff deadly?
I would think so.
Or wouldn't you see it dry and float up to the top or something?
I don't know. But if it's in liquid, I don't know if it dries instantly.
No, I think it would just, you know, form a ball of some type, you know, and you would drink it. But I don't know what it would do to you.
Weird.
I have no idea. Here's the story.
Caught in the act. Investigators say this photo shows 34-year-old Joseph Ross slipping super glue into his co-worker's Coca-Cola can. According to the criminal complaint, she says earlier in the month, she, quote, became ill after noticing her drinks had a strong chemical smell and taste. So she set up a camera below her work computer on March 20th at 9:23 a.m. By 9:52 a.m., that camera capturing this image, confirming her suspicions.
Aha.
Ross admitting to investigators he placed a supplement in his co-worker's drink. Investigators executed a search warrant looking for the supplement, finding instead these gloves and this Gorilla super glue.
Oh, man.
What would make you do that?
You don't have anybody around the office you'd like to slip a little super glue in their drink?
No, I always felt, I saw somebody do something to another person, a coworker's thing, and I had guilt about it for so long.
I'm with you.
Because, so a person that I worked with, it was Danny Bonaducci's clarinet, and he didn't like him. And so he took the reed out, and he put it up his butt, and, like, got really in there, if you know what I mean. Yeah, and then he put the reed back in the clarinet, and he's like, hey, you haven't played this in a while. You should play it.
You've got to be a really, really mean, disgusting person to pull something like that off.
And then I said... That sounds like crap. All right, I added
was
that part.
Was he ever told?
No, he was never told.
No, you wouldn't say anything.
Oh,
No.
I mean, crazy. I just felt bad. Like, look, he wasn't my biggest favorite person, but he didn't deserve that.
I like this guy's story when he got caught. They revealed that they have the audio. He was only trying to help her health.
Yeah,
he was
of course.
He put a supplement in there. Yeah. She looks like she's maybe losing some bone mass or something.
Didn't you know somebody that did something to the pizza?
Yeah, I don't want to go to it, though. Oh. It's too disgusting. And had
you
it
told
delivered.
It on the air.
Well, I told it up to a certain point where he ordered pizza for an arrival at another radio station.
Okay. Not in this town.
No, not this. It was
had
years ago.
Sent
yeah.
there.
Yeah, had it sent there, but he did something to the pizza before it went over there.
Oh, my God.
And from what he had a mole over there, and they ended up eating the pizza.
Oh!
But I, again,
Florida's a wacky place.
I knew about this, and you know what? That's bothered me ever since. Whenever I think of that, I think, man, that takes a really rude, crude,
really
mean
a bad
person.
Yeah.
That's a bad person that can do that, you know?
Well, I kind of did like the guy that did do it, so I don't know. They just didn't get along.
Oh, well.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. The Rockies take to the field. Not here. Down in Tampa today. I think it's later 2:05. I think it is this afternoon. But they play in Tampa Bay. And they're playing in that little small ballpark because that stadium down there is still wrecked from the hurricane.
Yeah, they're not going to rebuild it either. I don't know what they're going to do.
You know, it feels like the Rockies aren't that important to baseball.
No.
I mean, I feel like we're playing at a little league park.
Right
out of town. It does feel
well,
that way.
I mean,
it's like it's not a big deal.
Is that where they're going to play now? All the games is that little park?
Yeah.
Oh, I
Tampa
feel
has to.
I feel bad for Tampa.
Yeah.
So well, I don't care about Tampa.
They're going to play all those games in that little park.
Yeah, they have to. They have no other place to play down there. Yeah. That thing was wrecked by the hurricane. They ripped off the roof of that place.
Yeah, I saw it.
It's absolutely destroyed down there, and they're trying to build a new stadium, but they don't have any deal in the works
right now.
So, but the Rockies do play today, and I guarantee you, we're going to lose because we're the worst team in baseball. Guarantee you.
Great optimism.
Yeah, going to lose. Although we do have some good news, we've been doing that NCAA bracket. Jamie is no longer in last place.
Yay!
Nice. Props to you, Jamie. You went from 37th to 36th place.
Yep, I know. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Some hard work.
You're on fire right now.
I can't believe you guys aren't celebrating Segundo days today.
The what?
Segundo days.
What is Segundo?
You don't know?
No.
Today is officially Segundo day.
What is Segundo? Segundo.
Segundo.
What is it?
It is the retirement of Colorado's world's oldest chairlift.
Really?
Yep. Isn't that sad?
Wait a minute. Colorado's world's oldest.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I didn't mean to add world. Just Colorado's oldest chairlift is retiring today. Or
all
it's retiring at the end of April. But today is officially Segundo Day.
Huh. So.
Yep.
Where's it from?
It's in Aspen. Well, it started in Aspen, and then they moved it to Glenwood Springs. So it's at this. Have you ever heard of Sunlight Mountain Resort?
No.
Well, you know me. I'm a top-notch skier. I've probably been there.
Yeah,
I've hit those slopes before.
It started in Aspen 70 years ago, and then they moved it to Glenwood Springs to the Sunlight Mountain, and they're retiring it after 70 years. And all I can think is, 70 freaking years for that chairlift. It's like, no wonder people die on those things.
No kidding.
That's a long time.
I don't know if you brag about something like that.
I don't think you do.
You know what I mean?
I mean, like, that should have been put out of service
a long
time ago.
I would keep that under wraps, yeah.
You know? I'm like, I don't like this.
I did, speaking of which, because we brought this up off air a couple of days ago, but we never got to it. Are they thinking about putting chairlifts on 16th Street Mall?
Oh, my
gondola.
God.
Is that?
A gondola.
Which would be in. Case.
It's an enclosed one, yes.
But still, I mean.
Yeah, same concept.
They're thinking of putting it in the air to transport people down there.
What a dumb idea.
Why?
I don't know.
Just
doesn't that.
Because it says Colorado.
But doesn't that kind of defeat being able to go into store after store after store, walking up and down 16th
Street Mall? It does, but you know that they have the buses. And the thought was a lot of people have never been in a gondola, and it would be a cool thing for tourism.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like you get to take a picture of it, and it'll bring more people to like go down 16th Street Mall and go, oh my God, we got in the gondola. Because, you know, a lot of people like from Illinois have never been in one.
Yeah. And they're thinking about getting rid of the buses altogether and just having the moving walkways like you see in the airport.
Right. And so, but the gondola would be purely for tourism.
Yeah.
How much would that cost, though?
$500 million.
Moving walkways?
And gondolas?
Yeah. Are we too lazy to walk? what? Yeah.
Well, I'm the girl that took a golf cart for a par three. So.
Yeah, you're right. Enough said.
Can I just give myself a little? I took a lesson before that. I was pooped out.
Nobody takes a golf cart on a par three course,
after
Jamie.
A golf lesson?
Yes.
Oh, so tired.
I've got to tell you, if I am at a par three golf course, which I never have been, but if I saw somebody in a golf cart,
you would think that they were an amputee, which I felt like I was.
I'd go to the pro shop and say, why are you letting these people on here? This is a waste. I'd go report you.
I'd be so mad.
BJ and Jamie.
Can I say a big old thank you to our listeners for on behalf of somebody else?
Wait, what?
Yeah, on behalf of someone else that told me something, I want to say thank you to many, many listeners out there. Because yesterday we had that little feller, that little Dave the Dwarf on.
Yep, we sure did.
He was just a hoot, wasn't he? And he was on the program yesterday. We put it up on our Facebook page, as well as his picture and tagging to his Facebook page. Man, oh man. He called me last night. That little fella was so happy. He was so happy because so many people in Denver, Colorado had friended him on Facebook.
Oh, nice. Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Carson put it at the top of the page,
right? Yeah, I put it right there.
Yeah, so you can go and...
And if you didn't hear the audio, you can go listen to it there too, right?
Yep, you sure can.
Just wanted to do a little shout out, say thank you. Thank you for reaching out to Dave. He appreciates it, right?
Well, yeah, thanks, cool. Sir.
Right? All right, so Ralphie's headed back on Sunday, right?
I don't want to talk about it.
Are you going with him?
Time's running out. There's no all we have is time. Time is not running out.
Time's running out.
Time is not running out. It's Friday.
There's a flight to catch.
No.
Time's running out.
No,
tick tock, tick tock. So what are you guys doing for the weekend?
Let's see here. Well, we're going to go to celebrate that Segundo Day.
You are today?
Yeah, today.
Oh, that's going
to
be a huge
Where do you go for that? You got to go to Glenwood
Springs.
That's a long drive.
Tomorrow, we're going to go golf, but I don't know where yet.
Okay.
I'm looking at places to go golf.
Right.
And then Sunday, I get there.
Tick tock. Time's running out.
Time is not running out.
I was thinking with him because I don't know why I was thinking of this earlier this morning driving in, but I'm thinking, okay, well, he's been here for a week. He came in from college. You know, he's been gone for several months.
Been here
for 10 days. Now 10 days. That's right. 10 days that he's been here. I'm like, man, it wouldn't surprise me at all if Jamie's on that flight going back to California.
But here's the thing.
It really wouldn't.
I feel like he's ready to go back.
Yeah. Trust me, I know how it is when you come home and you're like, oh. All right, it's been way too long.
We don't go home.
Isn't all his friends, though? I mean, he's kind of, you know, left hanging with you.
Yeah, well, he did go rock climbing with a couple of friends.
But,
yeah,
I mean, I'm just saying that he's stuck with mom for 10 days.
I know, like, how fun is that?
Exactly. I mean, mom's just going to go to the golf course to a par three and get a cart.
No, remember, we ended up on the 18th course because I took the wrong way. So anyway,
you feel like he's excited to go back?
Oh, I know he is. Yep, he definitely is. Yep, that's okay.
Does that make you mad?
Well, kind of. It's fine. That's all right. I'm just going to go out there next weekend.
Yeah. And then, that's what I'm saying. I could see you literally going out there, but going back with him. Like, hey, let me get you situated again. Let me just come and help, okay?
Yeah.
I know when I go home to see my brother and family or whatever, man, I'm there for 2 days. I'm ready to get the heck out of
Dodge. I loved going home. I loved, absolutely loved it. Yeah.
I just get bored.
Well, I think that's his problem.
He's bored?
Well, he's kind of, he's not exactly bored. He's kind of, he's working, and so he's always on his computer because he has to put this thing together on the back end because he's like their IT guy. And so I'm like, that's not a spring break. And he's like, I told him I would do it. So whatever.
He probably enjoys that, though.
Yeah, he actually does, but I wouldn't. I mean, it's spring break. It's just that he's built different. Like, he's not that, like, wow, let's open up a beer guy.
No, I just got a text.
Yeah.
From the general manager at Red Rocks.
Oh, nice.
You're in.
Oh, good. Thank you very much.
10 a.m.
Nice.
Oh, God, I hope he gets
you
up.
You got to be there by 10 a.m. Rod just texted me.
Hey, Rod, can you move that up a little bit? This is a teenager we're dealing with.
Move it back, you mean.
I mean back. Yeah,
move it up.
Yeah.
No, he says they do a shotgun. That means just, you know, whomever's there.
Right.
They do a shotgun at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning at Red Rocks Country Club, and you can play.
Oh, nice. All right. So
look at that.
My kid is going to be like, can I just sleep in? No, know we are going because BJ got this.
I didn't get it. You got it. You mentioned it. He just texted me.
I know, but you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. Like, no, he's got to get his butt out of bed. Get Ralphie on the line. I'll talk to that
kid.
The
kid works like all night long on the back end of
this
project.
Well, he's not going to tonight. He's got to be play golf tomorrow. And you got to get it in by 10 o'clock because of the rain that's coming.
When's the rain coming?
Sometime late in the afternoon. So if you start at noon, 1 o'clock, you probably get rained out.
And just remind Ron that I behave because I'm with my son.
Ron, she behaves. Ron knows better.
No, when I'm with my kid, I'm never out of place. It's my kid.
All right, Ron.
Yeah. No, I mean, come on.
You're hearing it from Jamie.
There's a reason why my kid's straight-laced, because he thinks his mom is.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. There you go. You're all set, man. Red Rocks Country Club. Thank you to Ron. Ron. All right.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.